Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Christmas is 2 days away. I called Babe the Christmas girl. She loved Christmas and everything that led up to it. I have fond memories of those times. The first Christmas season after her death was a difficult one for me. It was difficult and simultaneously marked a turning point in my grieving journey. I had no desire to celebrate Christmas that year. Zero, nada, none. I think I can only call it grace. There was a moment in early December when, upon waking, I knew it was important for me to play Christmas music. It wasn't easy. I played a few songs, then stopped. The next day, I played a few more. Enough is enough, I thought. I was determined to press on. Maybe it was my early Catholic training of giving up something for Lent. Whether you liked it or not, you gave something up as a sacrifice. I'd make this Christmas season my Lent. A few more days went by, and I played a few Christmas songs each day. After about a week of this, the Christmas music must have been playing for a half hour. I wasn't paying attention until I caught myself singing along with one of the tunes. I went to the garage and got the nativity scene and set it out. It doesn't sound like much, but it was a big deal to me. At some deeper level, no matter how emotionally difficult it was for me, I was choosing to live and go on with my life. I visited a daughter and her family that Christmas. Her four young children made sure I didn't have time to feel sorry for myself. They were all over me like peanut butter on toast. Poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, in his poem, The Rainy Day, expresses how some days can be really, really tough. He lets us know behind the day's gloom, the sun is shining. Here is Longfellow's poem, The Rainy Day. The day is cold and dark and dreary. It rains and the wind is never weary. The vine still clings to the moldering wall. But at every gust the dead leaves fall, and the day is dark and dreary. My life is cold and dark and dreary. It rains and the wind is never weary. My thoughts still cling to the moldering past, but the hopes of youth fall thick in the blast, and the days are dark and dreary. Be still, sad heart, and cease repining. Behind the clouds is the sun still shining. Thy fate is the common fate of all. Into each life some rain must fall. Some days must be dark and dreary. Yes, some days are dark and dreary. Longfellow knew this. His wife was killed in a fire in his home and died in his arms. He knew the pain that you and I feel. He felt it too. There's not much we can do about them. That is, the dark and dreary days. In the midst of the deepest gloom, we know that life doesn't give up on us. I believe we're all purposefully here. If I allow myself to settle in and become comfortable with the dark and dreary, I lose the opportunity to claim my purposeful life. What is one's purpose? Poet Mary Oliver suggests we become like wild geese in her poem, Wild Geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscape, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese, high in the air, blue sky, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. Calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. This Christmas, give yourself the gift of opening yourself to what the world is offering you. It may not be readily visible, but it will become visible to you. Look at the sky, become like the wild geese. There's a place and purpose for you that only you can grasp. When you grasp it, you will realize your gift. When you do, your gift becomes a gift to the rest of us. We can sing with poet E.E. Cummings. I thank you, God, for this most amazing day, for the leaping, greenly spirits of trees, and a blue, true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I, who have died, am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birth of the day of life and love and wings and of the gay, great happening. Illimitable earth, how should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any lifted from the know of all? Nothing human, merely being, doubt unimaginable you. Now the ears of my eyes awake. Now the eyes of my eyes are open. Yes, this is an amazing day. E. Cummings had it right. Merry Christmas, my friends. May you receive blessing upon blessing on this day and all the days that follow. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have a story as to how you are becoming stronger and more hopeful each day, I'd like to hear from you. Email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, @gmail.com. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.